In May 2019, a small counter-narcotics unit was rolling down a country road in a rural part of Sinaloa, which was the center of the global drug empire created by El Chapo Guzman. They were overcome by a pretty powerful smell. They were literally stopped in their tracks, and it's one of the things that people on these counter-narcotics squads are looking out for, smelling out for in this case. So they got out of their vehicles, and through a clearing of trees, they found five cauldrons that were being used to produce heroin. And they also found four jugs of a chemical called acetic anhydride that was made by a major multi-billion dollar American company, and the product brand was J.T. Baker. And that chemical is the only thing other than the sap from opium flowers that you need to manufacture heroin. And under international drug laws, it's one of the most highly controlled of these chemicals sold anywhere in the world, except Mexico. The great tragedy for me in investigating this was the idea that any American company could be involved in that, even if it's unknowing. It really made us feel like we had to do everything we could to expose this situation and make it public.